Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Jesus said, every sin flows out of the heart, so that what is in our heart is very important to God. To God, what we think is the same as what we do. In 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord says, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So it is that while we might look around us, even at church, and see a room full of well-dressed, pleasant people, God sees everything that's in our heart. He sees every thought. What does He see when He looks at our thoughts? Does He see a room full of murderers or adulterers or liars? Whatever fills our hearts is what we look like to God. And that's pretty scary, isn't it? Today, we're going to examine the sixth commandment, you shall not murder. Now, that's one commandment we can confidently say we haven't broken. Or have we? There are many ways we can break this commandment every single day. Find out how by staying tuned to Skies Revival Radio. Hi, this is Tom from the Sky Family, and you're listening to Skies Revival Radio, a voice for revival across North America and the world. In the previous lessons, we have covered the fact that sin separates us from God. Because of that, the enemy of our souls wants to get us to break as many commandments as possible. The Ten Commandments are his master list, so he's always behind the scenes making it easy to break God's laws. If he can get us to break those laws, because that is what sin is, it will separate us from God. It brings a separation and a veil. He works like a shepherd, gently herding the unwitting into hell. Since most people today don't even know the commandments, let alone worry about breaking them, his job has become very easy indeed. Society is filled up with the opposite of God's laws in the media and conversation, and it isn't even aware of the mortal danger it's in. That means for anyone who is interested in pleasing God, they must be determined and diligent to seek out and learn what pleases Him. Learn what His laws are. By faith, we will begin living a life which is completely contrary to the world around us. That's what real personal revival is all about. We're here to provide support and friendship for those who wish to forsake all to follow Christ. Right now, we're in the middle of a study on historical Christianity, focusing on the teaching of the Reformers and the Puritans, but our main focus is simply the Word of God. We're going through a study found in the book called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. If you're following along in the book, we're starting chapter 12 today. If you don't have a copy yet, you can get one inexpensively at an online bookstore or you can get a free download from our website. Just type Sky Family into your search and we'll come right up. After that, click on the picture that says Revival Begins With You, and you'll find the download there. I think you'll really enjoy all the cartoons and illustrations throughout, which really bring the points home. We're going to continue now with our lesson. We're going to take a look at the sixth commandment, you shall not murder. And the first thing we must do to properly understand this commandment is to distinguish between killing and murdering. Killing itself is not prohibited by Scripture, but murder is. The Bible allows killing under certain conditions. The Old Testament actually prescribes the death penalty for a number of crimes, so that it is clear, according to Scripture anyway, that the death penalty is justified for some crimes. Also, the New Testament contains John the Baptist's admonition for soldiers to conduct themselves lawfully and not to complain. He does not in any way tell them that they must leave the army. So here is evidence that the use of force is necessary to preserve order and is not a breach of the sixth commandment. And this is very important because some Christian groups through the ages have misinterpreted this commandment to mean that we must never kill anyone for any reason. And this breeds religious pacifism, a refusal to fight for a just cause, and a loud voice against the death penalty. But following that logic to its conclusion, there would have been no one to stand up and fight against the tyrant Hitler, and he would have continued murdering Jews till there was none left. But God used the Allied armies as his instrument to stop a maniacal dictator. So killing is justified under two conditions. First, in the event of war, for King David was instructed by God to go to war, and second, as just punishment for a serious crime after a fair trial. And God instituted both judges and the death penalty. If intentional killing takes place outside of those two conditions, it is no longer killing, it is murder. There are two different degrees of murder. The Bible goes on to define these two degrees of murder. In Exodus 21, 12 through 14, we see, quote, "He who strikes a man so that he dies will surely be put to death. But if he did not lie in wait for him, but he falls into his hands, then I will appoint a place to which he may flee. If, however, a man acts presumptuously against his neighbor, so as to kill him craftily, you are to take him even from my altar, that he may die." And this distinguishes between murder and the lesser crime of manslaughter. The standard taken from this text is used throughout the courtrooms of the U.S. and Canada to this day to differentiate degrees of murder. And the difference, interestingly, lies with the intent of the heart, which Jesus addresses so clearly in the Sermon on the Mount. In one case, a quarrel breaks out, tempers flare, and in the ensuing altercation, a person gets killed. neither party set out to intentionally kill the other, but in the heat of the moment, it happened. This is the crime of manslaughter and does not require the penalty of execution. In the other case, the person has conceived of a plan to kill someone and then goes about executing the deed. It is premeditated. There is a bitterness and a hatred that wants to harm the other person. The anger grows and grows in the heart until the opportunity comes to do something about it. This is the definition of first-degree murder. And it's the heart motive that's the key issue. Isn't that an amazing thing to think about? The heart attitude determines the crime. And so we get to the core of this commandment and how it affects us directly. Since the crime is established by the heart attitude, what happens if we have the heart attitude of wishing someone would drop dead, but never have the nerve or the opportunity to really kill the person? That is precisely the scenario that Jesus addresses in the Sermon on the Mount, where he says, "We are guilty before the law if we have hatred towards someone, even if we don't kill them." And so that is the answer to the first question of how we could break this commandment even if we have not physically killed someone. We might be killing someone right this minute and all day long today and tomorrow. So we have to examine these laws and run to God in repentance. And this is real revival. Please take note of the time and the station so that you can join us again as we continue this look at the sixth commandment. And please tell a friend about this program, Skies Revival Radio. If you are just joining us, you're listening to Skies Revival Radio, and you can get the previous lessons by typing Skies Revival Radio into your search. You'll find all the lessons there ready to be used for course correction. We also have our primary teaching resource, which is a book entitled Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. I would recommend it to everyone interested in having personal revival and having it really take a hold of you. Just type in Skies Revival Radio. That is SKY, like the sky above, SKYS Revival Radio. If you have prayer needs or anything you'd like to share, contact us at Skies Revival Radio or give us a call at 508-887-1051. Again, the number is 508-887-1051. If you would like to become a vital part of this ministry through prayer and financial support, please go to Skies Revival Radio. Your support goes directly to keeping this station on the air. Would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to getting together next time.